Well, this being Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day to all our mothers. This being Mother's Day, we recall that Jesus first reveals himself to the world through Mary, through a woman, a human mother. Before the preaching, the miracles, before the cross and resurrection of our Lord, before he was ever revealed to the world, the Son of God chose to come to us through the yes of a woman. And that's not accidental, brothers and sisters. It tells us something truly astonishing about God's plan, that motherhood is one of the most profound ways a woman shares in God's own very work of giving life and love to the world. So motherhood is truly, as we see, revealed to us through the plan of God. It's something sacred. In our gospel, we just heard Jesus say, "Whoever loves me, I will love him and reveal myself to him." Whoever loves me, I will love him and reveal myself to him. And we remember that the very flesh of Jesus, the sacred heart that loved, the hands that healed, the body that was offered on the cross, it was received from Mary. The flesh of our Lord Jesus received from Mary. God chose to reveal himself through her motherhood. And this is why the church honors Mary in such a special way, in particular during this month of May. Right? That Mary is not only the mother of Jesus, she is our mother too. At the foot of the cross where Jesus entrusted her to the beloved disciple and through him to the whole church. You know, the fathers of the church would say that as Mary gave birth to Christ physically, she also, in a spiritual sense, gives birth to his members, to you and me, as we're born into his life through faith and the sacraments. St. John Paul II, throughout his pontificate, often reminded us of the unique dignity and vocation of women. In his apostolic letter, Mulieris Dignitatem, he spoke of the feminine genius. The feminine genius, the unique vocation of women to welcome, to nurture, to protect, and humanize human life, whether lived physically in motherhood or spiritually in countless forms of loving sacrifice. This gift reveals something of Mary herself. And perhaps this is why, even in our own society, today studies are increasingly showing that married mothers report being among the most happy. That married mothers are among those who report being the most happy or finding the most meaning in life. You know, the world today can sometimes treat motherhood as something burdensome or a limitation. But the Christian vision of motherhood sees something far greater. Right? That motherhood participates in the very love of God, who gives life and nourishes life and remains faithful to his children. Of course, every mother knows that this vocation is sometimes difficult. It's not always easy. It's not merely sentimental, as my mom will often say, little kids, little problems. Big kids, big problems. And when you have grandchildren, when your own kids are raised, I've noticed it really doesn't stop. But Mary herself carries those same sorrows and those same joys. Mary herself carried joys no one else could imagine, but she also carried sorrows no one else could imagine. Right? When she went to Bethlehem with Joseph, ready to deliver the child, and they had no place to stay, and she's in an unfamiliar place, and then, you know, several years later, searching for Jesus anxiously in Jerusalem, standing beneath the foot of the cross at Calvary, and then, you know, remaining with the disciples as they awaited the Holy Spirit, those disciples who were still fearful. Mary's motherhood was marked by sacrifice and patience, tenderness, and fidelity. And that's why today we honor our mothers, living and deceased, biological and spiritual, for all the hidden ways they reveal God's love to us. So much of what's strongest in families, in parishes, and I see this in our own parish, in society, comes quietly through the steadfast love of mothers. So much of what's strongest in our families, in our parishes, in society, comes to us through the steadfast love of mothers. One bishop wrote back in the last century something beautiful about this vocation of motherhood. He said, "The most important person on earth is a mother. She may never build a great cathedral, but she has built something more magnificent than any cathedral, a dwelling place for an immortal soul." A dwelling place for an immortal soul. And then he says, "Mothers are closer to God the Creator than any other creature. God joins forces with mothers in performing this act of creation." That is the dignity of motherhood. And in Mary, we see its greatest fulfillment. Right? The woman through whom God entered the world, and the mother who still helps bring Christ to all of us, who continues to bring Christ to birth in all of us. And for all of us, whether we're mothers or not, Mary reminds us that Christ must always be formed within us, that her perpetual openness to God becomes a model for the church. Herself, always receiving Christ, always bringing him forth into the world. So today we thank God for our mothers. We ask Mary, our mother, Mater Ecclesia, mother of the church, to bless them, to strengthen them, and console them. And may Mary help each of us love Christ more deeply, so that as he promises in our gospel, he may reveal himself more fully to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.